We need wisdom, we need power, true love for each other. We have had so many big and empty words. Sorry. So we come before your face, asking for your grace. Take your people to a better kingdom life. Restore your church again. Touch your people once again with your precious holy hands. We pray, may your kingdom shine upon the earth through a living, glorious church, not for temporary needs, oh, but to restore authority and power. May your mighty rushing wind rowing, oh, touch your people once again. Lord, we see your tired servants, your broken, wounded soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hand. We need the power of the cross. That's the only source for us. When we stand up facing final battle cry, restore your church again. Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hands and power, may your kingdom shine upon the earth through a living, glorious church. Oh, touch your people, not for temporary needs. Oh, to restore authority and power. May your kingdom shine upon this earth. Let's sing it together. Oh, touch your people once again. Paul, can you put it on there, please? Touch your people once again with your precious holy hands and power. Let your kingdom shine upon this earth through a living, glorious church. Not for temporary needs, oh, but to restore authority and power. May your mighty rushing wind blow away. Oh, touch your people once again. In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas, let's pray that night be. Oh, and in their pain, began to sing, hallelujah. Their pains were loose, their chains were loose. Stingy. Oh, they were free, I bless. Let's bless his name this morning, hallelujah. I bless your name. Oh, Lord, we give you I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth and the way. I bless. Oh, we bless you, Lord. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find, you will. Oh, and in your mind, reach out, reach out and pray. Oh, and you, oh, that will fall in Jesus. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth and the way. We bless you, Lord. I bless your name. Oh, so if you find that in your life you win a prayer of time so hard, reach out and pray to heights unknown, and then, oh, hallelujah. Oh, I bless your name, I bless. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Oh, I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth and the way. I bless your name.
Saints, we do greet you this morning in Jesus' name. It's a nice day. It's the day that the Lord has made.
C'est le jour que le Seigneur a établi.
Let's all come and put ourselves before the Lord before we come to the word this morning. Whatever your need is, you put it before the Lord.
Tout ce qui est votre besoin,
and you ask the Lord to minister to you through his word. Let's all pray.
Prions tous ensemble.
Father, each of us upon this day would desire to come unto thee. Lord, how we desire to come and nurse strength from thee once again. Thou would El Shaddai, Father, how we would guide me, Father, as I consecrate myself to thee. In Jesus' name, for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. Saints, let's open our Bibles. Let's open the book of John, chapter 13.
Ouvrons le livre de Jean, chapitre 13.
We do greet any visitors in our gates today.
Nous saluons tous les visiteurs. Aujourd'hui, au nom du Seigneur
Jésus,
que le Seigneur vous bénisse.
Brother Vlad wants dedication of Adam, so we'll do that after service.
Nous allons faire la dédicace de Adam.
And Sister Lydia's mom is thankful for the time spent with the saints.
La mère de la sœur Lydia est en train de remercier le saint les temps qui sont passés.
And is asking for prayer as she returns home on Wednesday.
Elle demande la prière qu'elle va retourner ce matin.
So may the Lord be with her.
Et que le Seigneur puisse être avec elle.
And may she take greetings back.
Et qu'elle puisse ramener nos salutations
to her family as well from us.
À sa famille de nous.
Let's read John chapter 13.
Disons Jean chapitre 13.
We'll just read one verse.
Nous allons lire un seul verset.
Which is verse 23.
Et qui est le verset 23.
Verse 23, it says, now, there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. That's a wonderful title.
C'est un titre bien merveilleux, un de ses disciples qui se
imagine if that could be the characteristic of your life.
Mais si cela pouvait être les caractéristiques de votre vie.
That when somebody speaks about you.
Et que quand quelqu'un parle à propos de vous.
Say he or she.
Ou lui ou elle.
Was a disciple that Jesus loved.
Elle était le disciple que Jésus.
Not to love Jesus.
Mais ce n'est pas que tu aimes Jésus.
Although that you take that for granted.
Que des fois
but John,
cela avant,
he was the disciple who Jesus
Jean
loved.
Étant le disciple que Jésus aimait.
Let's also read Revelations 1 verse 1.
Disons Apocalypse chapitre 1.
A couple of weeks back, we looked at a part of Revelation 1, verse 1.
Nous avons regardé dans des semaines passées,
we looked at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Premier,
we spoke about Christ in your age.
On était en train de parler de
Christ. Who is Jesus Christ?
Jésus-Christ dans votre
the revelation of the Godhead.
La révélation de la divinité de Dieu.
But verse 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. You may be seated. May the Lord bless his word. Just a couple of announcements. Next weekend,
we
have a bit of an unexpected visitor.
Nous avons un visiteur très
attentif. There's some two ministers coming to minister for Brother Tommy.
Il y a deux ministres qui vont venir prêcher chez le frère Tommy.
One of them is Brother Howard Searle from New Zealand.
Chez le frère Hallonson qui vient.
Some saints who are long in the message will know him.
D'autres saints les connaissent, qui sont
Brother Reg Searle, his father is the one who took the message right through the South Seas and all of those places.
Qui a pris le message dans toutes ces places-là.
Then Brother Reg passed away years back.
Et il était mort quelques années
passées. Then his son, Brother Howard, took over now for many years.
Et son fils, le frère Howard, a pris contrôle maintenant.
I've heard him preach before. I've been in contact with him.
J'ai lui entendu prêcher avant. J'ai été.
He's a real nice brother.
C'est un très
so
bon
he's
frère.
Coming next Sunday to minister for us.
Il vient le dimanche prochain pour nous prêcher.
So next Sunday morning.
Dimanche prochain.
Brother Howard Searle from New Zealand.
Le frère Howard, il va venir de
I believe it will be a blessing.
Et ça sera une bénédiction.
So please pray for that.
Priez pour cela.
And then just a reminder that the weekend after that.
Le week-end après celui-là.
The 9th and 10th.
Le 9 et le
Brother 10, George Martin will be here.
Le frère George Martin sera
Saturday
ici.
The 9th in the evening.
Samedi
Sunday
le
the
matin.
10th in the morning.
Dimanche aussi le matin.
And then we have two weekends free. And then we have Brother Barry Coffee.
Et nous aurons le frère Barry Coffee.
That's the end of the month. So it's a busy month, June.
Mois très occupé,
I know there's saints
mois
going
décembre.
Away in July.
Il y a des saints qui vont
it's
voyager
a good thing to get away for holidays in July.
C'est bien d'avoir le
but
vacances
I do appreciate that the Lord has sent some wonderful things our way for June.
J'apprécie que le Seigneur a envoyé de merveilles.
Now, friends, you get what you expect.
Vous allez recevoir ce que
if
vous
you
entendez.
Come prayed up,
et si vous venez dans la prière,
if you really, really take advantage
si vous profitez vraiment de cela,
of those meetings in June,
de ces réunions de juin,
I guarantee the Lord will do something for you.
Je vous garantis que le Seigneur fera quelque chose pour
but
vous.
But you've got to be in the Spirit.
Mais vous devez être dans l'esprit.
You've got to have an expectation.
Dois être dans l'attente.
So may the Lord bless those et meetings
que le Seigneur puisse bénir ce
that réunion. Are coming up.
Et qui vont venir.
Today, just on the book of Revelation,
juste dans le livre
like I say, we started off a few weeks back
et comme je dis, on a commencé quelques semaines
looking
passées,
at what is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a la révélation
we
de
saw
Jesus
who
Christ.
Is Jesus Christ.
Qui est Jésus-Christ.
And we took him back to the beginning.
Et nous l'avons ramené au commencement.
And we saw that he's the Logos.
Et nous avons vu que c'est,
he's
il est
the
le
Word
Logo, il est la parole,
who proceeded from God
et qui est sorti de Dieu,
and through whom God created all things.
À travers qui Dieu
and then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So now we need to understand the next link in the chain. We looked at the revelation of Jesus Christ. His progressive work. The book of Revelation is his future work in the seven church ages. So the revelation, the book of Revelation, is not the revelation of Jesus when he was here as a man. We find that in the four Gospels. But the revelation of Jesus Christ is the bride's book.
C'est le livre de l'épouse.
It's a time-locked book.
C'est un livre bien
no one ever understood this book until this age.
Qui a compris ce livre jusque dans
because it wasn't for any other age.
Parce que ce n'était pas pour
we'll see that today, a little bit, and next time by the grace of God.
Et prochainement, par la grâce
but
de Dieu.
This book
ce livre ici
was only to be unsealed
a été seulement prévu
when the time
dévoilé.
Was at hand.
Et quand le temps est arrivé à
that's
la
why the book of Revelation doesn't deal much with the church ages.
Traite pas beaucoup avec les anges de
because l'église. When it's revealed to
c'est
John,
quand cela a été révélé
the church ages are finished already.
Les anges de l'église se sont terminés.
He looks back to the church
il
ages.
A regardé derrière les anges de l'église.
That's not what the The book of Revelation is about. The book of Revelation, John is in the Lord's day, which is the day of God's wrath, which is the day we're living in, when the judgments of God are starting to come in. And he's being shown things that are shortly to come to pass. We'll see it as we go. So there's the revelation which God gave to Jesus of his future work. And then there's the angel to whom this revelation is given. And then there's the recipient of this revelation, which is John. So these are the players in the book of Revelation. And we know Revelation is a book of symbols. And each of these things is important. Why was this given to John? Why not to Paul? Paul was the first church age messenger. Paul saw mighty things. But it wouldn't fit the type. Because John types the bride. John types you and John types me. He doesn't type the believers in ages gone by. John types the believers in the Lord's day. There's no one else that John types. We'll see it. John in the book of Revelation,
Jean dans le livre d'Apocalypse,
God uses him as a type of you and me.
Lui utilise comme votre type et
he's
mon type.
A perfect type of you and me.
C'est votre type parfum et
and the
type
angel
parfum.
Who comes to John, we know,
qui est venu à Jean, nous savons,
we'll see it. He's a prophet, it says in chapter 22.
Prophète, comme cela est dit dans les chapitres
so
22,
as the Lord's day is coming in,
quand les jours du Seigneur est en
as God's judgments are about to strike the earth,
de Dieu était en propos de frapper
the things
la terre,
that John sees
les
unfolded,
Jean a vu
the vials, the plagues, the judgment of Babylon, God sends an angel, a messenger to John to show him things that must shortly come to pass. And that's why, like we say, the book of Revelation is the bride's book. That's for nobody else. People have guessed at it, but it wasn't for the ages gone by to understand. Daniel was told, seal up those things until the time of the end. And
John,
he sees the book unsealed. And he sees everything under the seals. Showing that John is brought into our day, the Lord's day. Look in verse 10. John says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. That's not Sunday. John, this revelation was revealed to him over 2 years on the island of Patmos. So he wasn't caught into Sunday, the Lord's day. No. The Bible teaches so clearly, we look next time, the day of the Lord is the day of his wrath, is the day of his final visitation. So John is transported in the Spirit into the Lord's day. And then it's unsealed to him by a prophet angel, in the Lord's day. And he sees the things that are shortly to come to pass. That's what the prophet says in our day when he preached on the book of Revelation chapter 4. He says, John on the island of Patmos, the type of the church which is to be lifted up into glory. Because in chapter 4, John is told, come up higher. John is taken up and he sees the seals open. He sees the mysteries of God. He sees the future hope. The full revelation of what God had sealed in the book is revealed to John. So he says, John is called, come up higher.
vient un peu plus haut.
He says, you say he represented the church.
Vous dites qu'il représente l'église.
To everyone who hears this word.
Tout et chacun qui écoute cette parole.
John represented him.
Jean le représente.
So John is symbolic.
Jean c'est symbolique.
Of a people. John is a type.
Jean c'est un type.
Of a people.
D'un peuple.
In a certain time.
Dans un certain temps.
In the Lord's day.
Au jour du Seigneur.
And the good thing about it.
Et la bonne chose,
friends, we are just seeing the beginning of the Lord's day.
Nous sommes en train juste de voir le commencement.
With the collapse of the economies.
La chute de
perilous times, like Paul said.
Le temps difficile, comme Paul.
Earthquakes in diverse places.
Dans des places différentes.
Israel, a nation once again.
Comme une nation encore.
We in the time of the end.
Nous sommes dans le temps de la fin.
But only John.
Mais c'est seulement Jean.
Will be in the spirit on the Lord's day. There's many people gathering on the Lord's day. But John the eagle. John is always the eagle in the Bible. John was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And he heard a voice behind him. And Christ was speaking to him. And there was a prophet messenger unveiling things to him. Progressively in the Lord's day.
Dans le jour du Seigneur.
Friends, it's not enough just to be in the Lord's day.
Juste être dans le jour du
because
Seigneur.
The Lord's day is the day of God's judgment.
Le jour du Seigneur, c'est le jour du jugement.
But there's going to be a people that are in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Dans l'esprit au jour du Seigneur.
And that's what we want to be.
C'est ce que nous voulons être.
A people in the Lord's day.
Un peuple au jour du Seigneur.
Who, when the voice says, come up higher,
quand la voix dit, élève-toi,
they respond to the voice.
Vous allez répondre à la voix.
They're raised up in the Spirit.
Vous allez vous élever dans l'esprit.
They see the throne.
Et voir les trônes.
They see the Lamb.
Et ils voient l'agneau.
They see
et ils voient
things that are to come.
Les choses qui sont prêtes.
Because that's what John saw.
C'est ce que Jean a
so dit. John,
Jean
represents you and me.
Il vous représente, vous
if
et moi.
We are able to get in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And we want to have a look today at John, the beloved disciple. Let's see why. Why did Jesus love John like this? The disciple whom Jesus loved. That's a wonderful title. And John types the bride in the end time. So there's got to be certain characteristics in John, which we need to see in the bride, for us to fulfill our type. Who is John? Because friends, you can't beat your type. You can't beat a type. Every shadow has its substance, has its reality. And if you look back in the Bible, to the shadows gone by, to the types in the world,
dans la parole,
those types,
ce type-là,
they've got to be fulfilled in something.
Doit être accompli dans quelque chose.
And there's certain characteristics in those types,
il y a certaines caractéristiques dans ce type,
which you'll see perfectly fulfilled when the substance comes.
Que cela, c'est accompli parfaitement.
If you look at the shadow of your hand,
si vous regardez à l'ombre,
you get
de votre
a good
main,
picture
si vous avez une bonne
of what your hand looks like before it gets there.
Avoir une bonne photo, comment votre main
and
semble.
God has put so many shadows and types in his word.
Dieu a mis plusieurs types,
showing the characteristics of things.
À train de montrer la caractéristique
he speaks of Jezebel religion.
Il a parlé à propos de la religion de Jezebel
in the end time.
Et au temps de la fin.
So we need to go and look back in Jezebel in the Old Testament.
Aussi dans la tête de sa mère,
and we'll see certain characteristics in her.
Certaines
then we just look in our age. Where do we find those characteristics?
Âge où nous trouvons cela.
And the shadow helps us identify the substance.
À pouvoir identifier la
the
substance.
Type.
Le type
reveals to us in a great measure
révèle, en grand mesure,
the antitype.
Les attitudes.
If we look like at Rahab,
si nous regardons peut-être
a type.
Rahab,
but there's going to be a people that fulfill that type.
Ruth
is a type. God was thinking of something when he put the book of Ruth in his word. He wasn't just thinking about Ruth. There were certain characteristics, certain conditions that he says that's exactly it. Speaking of time to come. The tabernacle,
le tabernacle,
the sacrifices,
le sacrifice,
the Passover,
la Pâque,
everything in the tabernacle
toute chose qui était
was
dans
a type.
Temps, le type.
It was revealing something to come.
Était en train de révéler de quelque chose à
venir. God trying to give us an understanding
et si Dieu essaie de
through
donner la
natural things
à travers les choses naturelles,
of spiritual principles.
Des principes spirituels.
And we find John being chosen
nous
here
Jean étant choisi
to
ici,
stand in the Lord's day.
Pour se tenir au jour
there
du
must
Seigneur.
Be certain characteristics in John that God
Jean,
was pleased with.
Dieu étant content
and if we can look in our age
si on peut regarder dans
and we can find
âge,
those same characteristics
si on peut trouver ces mêmes caractéristiques
in a people,
dans le
then we can safely say
on peut dire avec
we are the fulfillment of that
type. De ce type-là.
But we've got to fulfill those principles.
Nous devons accomplir ces principes-là.
So John,
Jean,
he types the bride.
Il est le type de l'épouse.
In the Lord's day.
Dans le jour
Let
du
me
Seigneur.
Just show you one scripture on the Lord's day.
Une autre écriture
Look in Isaiah chapter 2.
Dans Isaïe chapitre 2.
From verse 10 to 12.
À partir du 10e verset.
There's so many scriptures if you look in the Bible.
Beaucoup de scriptures
concerning the Lord's day.
Qui concerne le jour du Seigneur.
John was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
Dans en esprit au jour du Seigneur.
Look what it says Isaiah 2 verse 10.
Regardez ce qu'il dit dans Isaïe chapitre
2 verse 12.
10 jusqu'à verset.
It says, enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust. That's like the sixth seal. People going into the dens and rocks in the caves. For fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty.
Pour la peur du Seigneur et la gloire de son majesté.
The lofty looks of man shall be humbled and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And you can keep on reading.
Et vous pouvez continuer à lire.
So the day of the Lord,
le jour du
the Bible
Seigneur,
says it comes.
Et ça vient.
It's a fierce day.
Et comme un,
it's a
comme,
day of his anger.
Comme un jour de
it's
colère.
The day of the wrath of the Lamb, you
et
find in the book of Revelation.
Jour de la colère de l'agneau.
So just before that,
juste avant cela,
John is brought on the scene.
Jean, on l'a amené sur la
and he starts to see the unfolding
et
of things.
Commencé à voir le dévoilement
the seals choses. Are being broken.
Le sceau qui était brisé.
He has to eat the book.
Il doit manger les
he les has to prophesy to the nations.
Doit prophétiser aux nations.
Then he sees Moses and Elijah
et
going to the Jews. Then he sees the day of the Lord.
Il a vu le jour du Seigneur.
The plagues and the vials, the judgments.
Le plein, le fléau et le jugement.
That's the day of the Lord.
Ça, c'est le jour
so
du Seigneur.
John was taken in the spirit.
Jean, on lui a pris en esprit.
And he found himself in our day.
Et il s'est retrouvé
and there was a prophet explaining things to him. An angel.
Était en train d'expliquer ces choses, un ange.
Progressively revealing.
Progressivement révélé.
The things that were shortly to come.
Choses qui va rapidement s'accomplir.
So he's a perfect type. You will see it as we go.
Nous allons voir pendant quelques
now we know that Jesus.
Nous voyons que
he
Jésus,
had 12 disciples.
Il avait 12 disciples.
And he loved all his disciples.
Et il a aimé tous ses disciples.
The Bible says,
la Bible
having
dit,
loved his own,
il a aimé
he les, loved them to the end.
Il les a aimés jusqu'à la fin.
He watched over his disciples.
Il a veillé sur ses disciples.
But out of those 12,
hors de ces 12
he had 3.
Il avait 3.
Just as much as David,
c'est de la même façon comme David,
Jesus being the son of David,
Jésus étant le fils de David,
David had his mighty men.
Et David avait ses hommes puissants.
But he had his 3.
Mais il avait ses 3
he
hommes.
Had 3 mighty David.
3 puissants hommes.
Jesus had Peter, James, and John.
Jésus avait Pierre, Jean et Jean.
He took them places he didn't take the others.
Il les a amenés dans une place qu'il n'a pas amené les
he
autres.
Allowed them to see things that others couldn't see.
De voir les choses que les autres ne pouvaient pas
even in Gethsemane,
même à Gethsemane,
he went with Peter, James, and
John. Il est allé avec Pierre, Jacques
they were
et Jean.
Eyewitnesses of his passion.
Ils étaient le témoignage de sa passion.
When there were things to be done,
quand les choses étaient
he went with them.
De s'accomplir, il est allé avec
but then out of those 3,
hors de ces
there
trois,
was John.
Il y avait Jean,
the only one
le seul,
who was given that title.
Et qu'on lui a donné le titre,
the disciple that Jesus
le disciple
loved.
Que Jésus aime.
And even though they're at the Lord's Supper,
bien qu'ils étaient dans le souper du Seigneur,
and all the disciples are there,
bien que tous les disciples
there's only one. Who has his head on Jesus' bosom. The place of honor at the feast. And that was John.
Ça, c'était Jean.
There was something about John
il y avait quelque chose
that Jesus loved.
Okay, Jésus a aimé.
Jesus loved all.
Jésus a aimé tout.
But there was a specific kind of love
il avait un amour spécifique
that he had for John.
Et qu'il avait à l'égard
and you
Jean.
Will find in the Bible,
et que vous allez trouver dans
wherever
la Bible,
Jesus was,
et que partout où Jésus s'était
you're going to find John was there.
Vous allez trouver Jean et
whether things are good or things are bad.
Car les choses sont bonnes, et mauvaises.
When Jesus is taken,
et quand on a pris Jésus,
into the palace on the night that he was betrayed.
La nuit qu'il a été trahi,
only John is there.
Jean était là-bas.
Peter's outside warming at the fire.
Pierre était là-bas à train de chauffer
but
le
John
feu.
Is with him
d'allumer le feu,
in the high priest's palace.
Lui, dans la cour,
when royal. You find you come to the cross,
et quand il est arrivé
only
à la croix,
John of the disciples
Jean, le de ses
is at the foot of the cross.
Qui était au pied de la croix.
There's something about John.
Il y avait quelque chose à propos
it
de
doesn't
lui.
Matter what the word's going to go through.
Le monde va traverser.
John's going to be there.
Jean sera toujours là.
John's going to be there, friends.
Jean sera toujours
he's going to be with Jesus to the end.
Il va être avec Jésus jusqu'à la
he's going to be with him.
Il doit être avec lui.
Right through his sufferings.
Directement jusqu'à avec
he's going to stand true to Jesus through his sufferings.
Fidèle avec Jésus jusqu'à même
therefore,
et alors,
Christ is going to reveal his glory.
Christ va révéler sa gloire.
Because the sufferings and the glory always go together.
Et la gloire vont ensemble.
You can't just be faithful to Christ when things are going well.
À Jésus jusque quand les
that's what you call a fair weather friend.
Ça, c'est ce que nous appelons
you can't trust in people like that.
Dans de bons moments,
but it's when the going gets tough.
Même quand les choses sont difficiles,
that's when you need John.
C'est là où vous avez besoin
you need people like John.
Vous avez besoin de gens comme
the
Jean,
brothers.
Le frère,
the companions in tribulation. That's what he calls them.
C'est
people that will be with you
qui seront avec
in the
toi,
midst of your passion.
Au milieu de tes passions,
in the midst of your sufferings.
Au milieu de votre souffrance,
in the midst of your trials.
Au milieu de tes épreuves,
though he couldn't do much
même qu'il ne pouvait pas faire beaucoup,
to alleviate Jesus' sufferings.
Pour laisser, éloigner la souffrance
but just to know that he was there. Friends, he didn't only lean on Jesus' bosom. When the atmosphere was good at the Last Supper, but he was there in Gethsemane. He was there at his trial. He was there at his crucifixion. And John was the first of the disciples to the tomb to bear record of the resurrection. There's something about John, friends. You go and read the life of John. There's something that you love about John. Peter's good.
Pierre était
but
bon.
He's a rough sort of a guy.
Mais c'était un homme dur.
He's not the sort of guy you
il
take
pas un homme qui va prendre
to places where you need people to be polite.
Vous voulez prendre que les gens
Peter's
polite.
A rough sort of a guy.
Pierre était un homme
the other disciples dire. Are good.
Les autres disciples
but there's
bon.
Something about John.
Il y avait quelque chose à propos de Jean.
You want to be like John.
Vous voulez être comme Jean.
The more you read about John,
plus vous lisez de
the
Jean,
more you say, I want to be like him.
Vous voulez dire que je vais
why?
Être comme lui.
Because the deep calls to the deep. Because he's your type and he's mine.
Votre type est aussi mon type.
There's a certain characteristic
il y a
in John.
Caractéristique dans Jean
that Jesus loved.
Que Jésus aime.
And friends, what is it normally?
Et qu'est-ce que est-
that Jesus loves in somebody.
Qu'est-ce que Jésus aime dans la
it's when he can see a reflection of himself.
Quand il peut voir la réflexion de lui-même.
There was so much reflection lui-même. Of Christ in John.
Il y avait beaucoup de réflexions de Christ en Jean.
That's why John is called the apostle of love.
C'est pourquoi on a appelé Jean l'apôtre de l'amour.
When he came out of his young immaturity.
Il est sorti.
When he wanted to call fire from heaven on people and stuff. And he matured. And you read the epistles of John. Children, let us love one another. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God. And knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love.
You
know, there was something about John. He's got such a wonderful character. He was the youngest of the disciples. What is that type? He was the Omega. He was the last born.
The
types us, friends.
The
seventh and the last of the ages.
He
was the youngest of the disciples.
Parmi tous
and all the other disciples passed away.
Ils sont passés.
But when the revelation was given,
mais quand la révélation
when the voice said, "Come up hither,"
quand la voix a dit, élève-toi,
only John was alive.
Seulement Jean qui était en vie.
That types us once again.
Cela nous typifie.
All the other ages have fallen asleep.
Tous les anges s'endorment.
In Christ.
Ils sont déjà morts.
But John will be there on the Lord's day.
Jean sera là au jour du Seigneur.
An eyewitness.
Et le témoin auquel
when Christ comes in his glory.
Quand Christ va venir dans sa gloire.
But don't forget.
Ne faut pas oublier.
The day that John was.
John
also was an eyewitness of the public humiliation of Christ, the crucifixion, and we're living in that age again. What shall we do with this Jesus called Christ? The prophet says we are witnessing again the public crucifixion of the word Christ in this age. So John was living in an age like that, where it wasn't going to be easy to stand with the word. That's exactly like us. Look what they're doing to the word. Look what the governments are doing to the word, the Bible, the revelation of Christ. Look what the churches are doing to the word. Friends, it's a public humiliation of the word in this age. But there's going to be a John that's going to be standing there, faithful to the word. In good times and bad. When you're leaning on his breast, how wonderful it is. Leaning on his bosom. And he's unfolding to the secrets of his heart like he did to John. That's good. But that's not the real test of who John really is. The real test of John is when you're out there and they're speaking evil of the word. They're speaking evil of Christ. They're spitting on him once again. John was there. When they're abusing him once again, John was there. When they crucified him, they hang him to public shame. John was there. Friends, that's the kind of believer that you and I should aspire to be like. When they're speaking against Christ at your school, shame on you if you keep quiet. You're supposed to be John. You're supposed to be with him in his tribulation. You're supposed to stand for him in the hour of his trial. And that's what John did. He was the youngest of the disciples. He was the last of the disciples left alive. The other disciples were put to death for the faith. It's like us. We look back through the ages. The disciples were put to death in the dark ages. Only John didn't see a death like that. John saw Christ coming in his kingdom. He saw Christ coming in his glory. The voice spoke and says, "Come up higher." And there was such a power in the voice that it raised him up. He was caught up. The prophet is a type of the rapture. He was caught up from the Lord's day. And judgment falls upon them that have crucified the word. And friends, who crucified the word 2,000 years ago? It was the Pharisees. It was the Sadducees. It was the religious systems of the day. When they united together with the political system of the day, Rome, and they crucified the Lord of life. And when they're putting women ministers, they're ordaining gay clergy, they're baptizing babies. What are you doing? You're crucifying the word. When you're saying that Jesus Christ isn't the same yesterday, today, and forever, you're crucifying the effects of the word. The word can't have its effect in the life of the people. You've got to preach the fullness of the word. He's the same. His word is the same. His truth is the same. If it's said in the Bible, repent. and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How can a baby repent? And then you baptize the baby in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it says in the Bible. But friends, what are we doing to the Word? We need to stand with the original Word. We need to stand with Him. The same yesterday, today, and forever. There's going to be a John in the end time, friends. And it doesn't matter what people say about the Son of Man. Because people were saying he's Beelzebub. John didn't care that they called the Son of Man in his day Beelzebub. We're living in the day of the revealing of the Son of Man once again. I don't care if they call this message Beelzebub. It's not Beelzebub to me. It's Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And it'll be the same to every John that's ordained to stand in this day. You'll stand with him in his suffering. You'll stand with him in his shame. And you'll stand with him in his glory. Because the Bible says if we are willing to suffer with him, we shall reign with him. That's what the Bible said. But there's a generation of Christians that are rising up in this age that, friends, have no backbone at all. They don't stand for anything. They're just blown with the world. They're blown with the fashions of this world. Blown with the music of this world. Blown with the spirit of Hollywood. You need to stand against them. You need to make a stand for what you believe. You've got to stand with him. Even when it's not popular to stand with him. At the end of the ministry of the Son of Man, Jesus, you risked your life associating with him. You could have been arrested for standing with Jesus. They came to arrest Jesus and his disciples, friends. And it's coming once again. It's going to be against the law to stand with the Son of Man. And here's the revelation of the Son of Man. For us to be faithful to what this says, the Bible, we're going to have to break the laws of the land, friends. And if you're not faithful in little, if you're compromising on the little things at work, compromising at your college and at your school, if you can't stand in the little things, how are you going to stand when the great thing comes? You're never going to stand. God allows you to go through trial by degree. He never puts upon you more than you're able to bear. But he puts you through a little bit of a persecution to condition you, to harden you, to prove his faithfulness to you. In those little things, he lets you kill a lion first. Then he lets you kill a bear. Then he takes you to Goliath. Then you face up to the armies of the Moabites. That's the way that he led David. But you've got to be faithful in the little things. And friends, John was that kind of a person. He wasn't a compromiser. He wasn't trying to warm his hands on both fires. He's with Jesus like Judas was in the Last Supper. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, amen. And then he gets out of that atmosphere. 30 pieces of silver, selling out the Son of Man. Shame on the Judases that are around us in this message. We don't need two-faced people. John wasn't two-faced. Once he caught a revelation that God was in the ministry of the Son of Man, it was until death. He made up his mind. It doesn't matter what this man goes through. I'm going to stick with him. Because John was a type of Jonathan. David had his Jonathan.
David avait ce Jonathan.
Jesus, the son of David.
Jésus, le fils de David.
He had his John.
Il avait ce
the
Jean.
Name John, what does it mean?
Le nom de Jean, qu'est-ce que
it means a gift from God.
C'est un don de
friends,
Dieu, ami.
What a wonderful
et
thing.
Quelle chose merveilleuse.
God gives you gifts in your life.
Donne les dons dans la vie.
He gives you Johns.
Il vous donne des dons, des
people that will stand with you
gens qui va se tenir avec
when
vous.
The going gets tough.
Et même quand les choses deviennent
and when
dire.
David was a rejected king.
David a été un roi
rejeté. And his name was bad in Israel. And who persecuted David? Saul.
Saul.
It wasn't the unbeliever. It was Saul who persecuted David. Yet David was anointed. He was destined for the throne. But it was the time of his tribulation. It was the time of David's temptation. And David had no place to lay his head. Just like the son of David, almost 2,000 years later, 1,000 years later, he was a rejected king, David. But there was a certain man called Jonathan. And he caught a revelation that the anointing is upon this man. This man is destined for the throne. Though he may be suffering now, David, but he's ordained for glory. And Jonathan took all that he had and all that he was and he threw his lot in with David. And that wasn't an easy choice. It could have cost him his life. But those are the kinds of people, friends, that Christ is looking for in this age. People that discern where his spirit is. People that discern where his anointing is. And his anointing, the message, why little Bethlehem? His anointing is on the message of his coming. And he shall come in glory. And there's a people like Jonathan, like John, that are ordained, that are made a certain way, that God has predestined for a certain time to meet certain conditions. Because the people of each age are prepared by God to overcome the conditions of that age. God prepares his people exactly for that age. This is what he says in events made clear by prophecy. He says, God does his own choosing by predestination. He chooses the prophets for every age. And he fixes the nature of that prophet to fit that age. So when God sends a messenger to an age, he gives him a certain nature to fit that age. He says he fits his style.
Il dit, il va accorder son style.
Whatever he does.
Et tout ce qu'il va faire,
whatever he is.
Et tout ce qu'il est,
his class.
Et sa classe,
his gift.
Et son don,
his nature.
Et sa nature.
Whatever it is.
Et tout ce que cela est,
whatever he does,
tout ce qu'il fait,
he makes the man of the hour
l'homme de l'air,
to catch the people of the hour.
Pour, et avoir le
that's right, that's what he does.
C'est ce qu'il fait, ça c'est correct,
and God is going to have a John,
Dieu aura un Jean,
who's going to be with the Son of Man
sera avec le fils de l'homme,
in his most difficult times.
Dans ses temps plus difficiles,
when the perilous times come,
le temps difficile arrive,
it was the end of the Jewish age.
La fin de l'âge de
it Dieu. Was the last age,
le dernier âge
before Jerusalem was destroyed. The judgments would come upon that generation, Jesus said. And God had prepared a vessel called John to stand in that day. He was made a certain way. He saw things a certain way. He could receive things a certain way. And that's exactly how the bride is in every age. In the Bible, Revelations 4, 4. There's the lion, the ox, the man, the eagle.
Le veau, l'homme et l'aigle.
That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew's the lion. Showing Christ the king. Mark. Showing Christ the servant. The ox. Luke, the man. More of his teaching. Then John is the eagle. And friends, how different those books are. All the other evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, start with his birth. John doesn't start there. In the beginning was the Word. John wants the deeper things of God. He doesn't just want the genealogies of Mary and Joseph, good that they are. He knew that this one called Jesus the Christ, he didn't begin with Mary. In the beginning was the Word. He knew the one that I'm walking with. Through him were all things created. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. That's why John is the eagle. John is the prophetic anointing. That's what John was anointed with. That's how God made the Apostle John, so that he could represent Christ in a certain way. And to him, he was the eagle. He could raise up high. He could look back to the beginning. He could look right to the end.
Friends,
that's what an eagle is. He rises up, sees things that are, were, things that are, and things that are to come. There's something about John. You take the Gospel of John, the other evangelists, they mainly speaking of Jesus' miracles. They're taking some of his sermons. You take the book of John, friends. When the other disciples, Matthew, Mark, Luke, they speak of the Last Supper, they say Jesus prayed. He sang a hymn. He went to the Mount of Olives. John takes pages. Pages. Chapter 13, 14, 15. If you've got a red letter Bible, it's all the words of Jesus. It's Jesus' prayer. It's the deep things about Jesus. It's the mystery of Jesus. Others are speaking of Jesus the man and the things Jesus did. John looks with his eagle eye below the surface. He doesn't just want the surface of things. He wants the substance of what's below the surface. He wants the mysteries of the kingdom. He wants the depth. He wants the substance. You can read Matthew, Mark, and Luke and not be in the Spirit. And not be in the Spirit. And you said that was nice. It's very hard to read the book of John if you're not in the Spirit. It's the most spiritual of all of them. And John types us. Why do you think the bride will never just be satisfied with the teachings of the ages gone by? Never. Because she's made a certain way. And there was a messenger that was sent who was made a certain way to meet the conditions of this age. John wants to go deeper. John wants to go further. John wants the full nourishment of the Word. Because John is the eagle, friends. Go and read your Gospels again. And go and see the book of John. Friends, he's very simple in his language. But he's very profound in what he's saying. That's the wonderful thing about John. That's why John, he's the eagle. In the Old Testament, there was Daniel.
Daniel,
a man greatly beloved.
L'homme bien aimé.
In the New Testament,
there's
John,
Jean,
the beloved disciple.
Disciple
the mysteries were revealed to Daniel in the Old Testament. Daniel is the book of Revelation
Daniel
of the Old Testament.
Le livre de l'Apocalypse de l'Ancien Testament.
He saw the Jewish kingdom right to the end, Daniel. He saw the 70 weeks.
Il a vu les 70 semaines.
He saw the coming of the prince who would be cut off, but not for himself, the Messiah. Then he saw the Roman prince that would come, make a covenant with his people. He saw the broken covenant. He saw the persecution of the Jews in the tribulation period, the times and dividing of times. Friends, these things, you've got to be beloved. You've got to be beloved.
Vous devez être bien aimé.
John lies on Jesus' breast.
Jean s'est reposé sur
Jesus isn't revealing everything to the other disciples.
Jésus n'était pas en train de révéler toute
chose. Jesus says, one of you will betray me.
L'un d'entre vous va me trahir.
The other disciples know.
Les autres disciples savent.
If you want to know these secrets,
si
ask John.
Connaître ces secrets, faut demander à Jean.
And they say to John, John.
Et dit Jean.
Ask him,
demande le maître,
who's going to betray him?
Et qui va lui trahir?
And John leans back on
et
his
Jean
bosom.
S'est reposé maintenant sur sa patrie,
says, Master,
et dit, maître,
who's going to betray
et qui va te trahir?
And Jesus says, watch.
Et Jésus dit, regarde.
When someone puts his hand
et
in the dish,
va mettre la main
I'll put my hand in the dish.
Je vais mettre ma main aussi.
And then John says, brothers,
et Jean dit, frère,
let me tell you the mystery
je vais vous dire le mystère
of his betrayal.
De sa trahison.
It's Judas is going to betray
c'est
him.
Qui va le trahir.
Friend,
va
that's
le trahir.
John.
Et ça, c'est Jean.
He had that place,
il
friends.
Avait cette place, ami.
He could lie right on Jesus'
bosom.
It's like Abraham.
C'est comme Abraham.
The Lord says, Abraham is my friend.
Dit, Abraham est mon ami.
I can't do anything without speaking to Abraham first.
Sans pouvoir dévoiler Abraham.
And God comes down.
Dieu
and says, Abraham,
dit Abraham,
nobody else knows this.
Que personne d'autre connaît ceci.
But this place is going to burn.
Mais cette place va être brûlée.
This immorality,
cette immoralité,
the sodomy,
la sodomie,
the cup's full,
la coupe est maintenant plein.
The cup's full.
La coupe
shall
est
I
plein.
Hide from Abraham the things that I do?
Est-ce que je dois cacher à Abraham les choses que je dois faire?
Friends, don't take those things for
faut
lightly.
Pas prendre ces choses à la légère.
Why would God
pourquoi
reveal
Dieu
the secrets of his heart to you?
Ce secret de son cœur.
Why?
Pourquoi?
Why?
Pourquoi il a
it's not
fait
just
cela?
For interest's sake.
Ce n'est pas juste pour la cause des
because intérêts. You're John.
Mais parce que vous êtes Jean.
And those things were reserved for John.
Ces choses étaient réservées pour Jean.
The beloved disciple.
Le disciple bien-aimé.
Now you might say John was beloved.
Vous pouvez dire que Jean était le bien-aimé.
I'm sure life must have been easy for him.
Et la vie pouvait être
no.
Pour lui, la vie n'était pas facile.
Revelations 1.
Apocalypse chapitre 1.
He's on the island of Patmos.
Il était dans l'île de Patmos.
He's our companion in tribulation.
Il était notre compagnon dans
just
la tribulation.
Because you are beloved disciple.
Juste vous êtes un disciple.
Doesn't mean things are going to go smoothly for you.
Bien-aimé, cela ne veut pas dire que les choses seront faciles.
Doesn't mean that at all.
Amen. Amen. Cela ne veut pas dire
John
ça.
Is in a very
Jean
difficult condition, friends.
Condition très difficile.
He's put in very hard circumstances.
Dans des circonstances très difficiles.
It's not a sign of anything.
Ce n'est pas le signe
that he doesn't love you.
Qu'il ne t'aime pas.
What about Daniel?
Qu'en es-tu de Daniel?
He was thrown in a lion's den.
Amen. Il était dans la fosse au lion.
But many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Beaucoup des afflictions de
but God delivers him from them all.
Le délivre de tous.
And to those that are beloved of the Lord,
ceux qui sont le bien-aimés du Seigneur,
every divine trial,
n'importe quelle épreuve divine,
everything he puts you through,
n'importe quelle épreuve divine,
there's a divine purpose
tout
for
ce qui vous traverse, c'est là.
There was a purpose for John being on Patmos.
Il y a un but pour que Jean puisse être à Patmos.
Can anything happen to a Christian
est-ce qu'il y a quelque chose qui puisse
without it being for his best?
Sans que cela soit pour son
this is Revelation chapter 4.
Part
1. No. So why did God get him out there on the island? Alone. To give us this book of Revelation. You see, God can just pull the wool over the devil's eyes.
La chose sur le yeux de diable,
anytime he wants to.
Dans n'importe quel moment, il veut le
the
faire.
Devil says, good.
Le diable dit que c'est
I've
bien.
Got him now.
Je l'ai eu maintenant.
They've arrested him.
On lui a arrêté.
I've put him out on the prison island, Patmos.
Prison
with the scorpions and the snakes.
De l'île de Patmos, là
and
où
the hardened criminals.
Là où il y avait des criminels.
The devil thought he had him, friends.
Et le diable pensait qu'il avait.
But God says no.
Dieu dit non.
Nothing happens to a believer by chance.
Rien qui
God is behind every move.
Amen. Dieu est derrière chaque mot.
All things work together for good. To them who love the Lord.
De ceux qui aiment le Seigneur.
Just be careful.
Il faut faire attention.
That you focus on the right things.
Que vous êtes en train de focaliser at those sur la kind of times. Correcte, dans ces temps-là.
Ask yourself, Lord,
il faut vous poser une question,
why am I here?
Pourquoi je suis ici?
Why did you put me in these circumstances?
Pourquoi vous m'avez mis dans cette
circonstance? Why am I in this condition?
Pourquoi je suis dans cette condition?
What does it say?
Et qu'est-ce que cela indique?
He was in the spirit.
Il était à l'esprit.
On Patmos.
À Patmos.
That makes all the difference.
C'est là afin toute la
différence. In the midst of your trials.
Au milieu de tes épreuves.
Get in the spirit on Patmos.
Entrer dans l'esprit.
And he'll reveal to you.
Et il va vous révéler.
The purpose of why he's put you there.
Par lequel il vous a placé.
Is there sickness in your body?
S'il y a la maladie dans votre corps.
Get in the spirit.
Il faut entrer en esprit.
And ask him why.
Il faut demander le Seigneur pourquoi.
Difficulty in your home.
Pourquoi la difficulté.
Difficulty in your outward conditions.
Dans votre condition extérieure.
Friends, if you focus on the outward conditions.
Focaliser sur les conditions extérieures.
The trials can stumble you.
Le préveu peut t'achever.
If you're just looking at what the senses can declare, you can stumble.
Tu peux être achevé.
You can say, but if he loves me, why is he allowing this?
Dire, si même pourquoi il a fait ces
but you've got to trace things back to the origin.
Il faut retracer les choses vers l'original.
Don't stop on the natural.
Il ne faut pas s'arrêter.
Look beyond the natural.
Il faut regarder au-delà des naturels.
The footsteps of the righteous.
Are
ordered by the Lord. Are they ordered by the Lord? Everything was under control. When John was put in Patmos, there was a divine purpose. And as soon as the divine purpose was complete, as soon as Jesus had unveiled the revelation of Jesus Christ to him, John was taken from Patmos, put back to Ephesus, and life continued on as normal. And it's the same with every trial that we are ordained to go through. As soon as we learn the lesson, as soon as we've seen the fulfillment of the purpose, there's no need for God to keep us in that condition anymore. Then he delivers you and he takes you back to where you were. And life continues on. But you've got to be careful, friends. You read about Jacob in the Old Testament. When Joseph was taken from him, and then Benjamin had to be taken down to Egypt. The man got himself in a melancholy condition. He started feeling sorry for himself. He says, all these things are against me. Was that true? God was working out a master a plan to bring deliverance to Jacob and to his sons. God had sent Joseph before them to prepare a Goshen for them. And if Jacob could have just got in the spirit a little bit more and not paid too much attention to the natural circumstances, and let the conditions run their full course, he would have put his hand upon his mouth like Job did and said, I've spoken foolishly. I will speak no more. And that's the secret as a believer. The harder things become, the closer you need to get to him. But we do the opposite. Things get hard. And we want to go and speak to everybody else about how hard things are. We want everyone to pat us on the back. Like Job, he wants his comforters to come. Oh, come and weep with me for a while. It's easy to get like that. But you need to come up higher. You need to rise above those circumstances on the wings of faith. You need to feed your soul on the word. You need to get yourself in his presence. You need to be like John, your brother and companion in tribulation. He'd never been in such difficult circumstances in all his life. But he's in the spirit on the Lord's day. And the Lord starts unveiling things to him, revealing things to him. And I'm sure when he came back to his normal life again,
normal, encore une fois.
John, when he used to testify as an old man,
il était en train de témoigner, il dit,
with all of the young disciples around him, I'm sure John used to say, brothers, sisters, oh, there were some glorious times in my life when I walked with him, when I leant on his bosom. Oh, but the greatest revelation I ever had of him was on Patmos. Oh, for that kind of communion once again. Oh, for that depth of revelation that I had in the midst of the time of my affliction. When he was in Patmos, when did John ever have such a time of revelation? He never did in his life. And God has ordained it thus many times, the most difficult of times.
Or
the most fruitful times. If you'll walk with him in the midst of your trials, you will learn lessons. You will gain inspiration. You will learn spiritual principles in the hard times that you'll never learn in the palace. You'll never learn when things are going well. A companion in tribulation. That's what John was. That's why the prophet says, God can just pull the wool over the devil's eyes anytime. I just love him. Because I don't have to be smart, see? If I was smart, that's where we make our mistakes. But what I do, I surrender myself to him and just do what he says to. That's all. Sometimes it's very contrary to the way that I think that it is. But I know if he's leading me, he's smart. He knows what he's doing. I don't. That's why I just leave it in his hands. Just say, have thine own way, Lord. You are the potter. I am the clay. Sometimes he wants to wean you off reliance on people. Sometimes he wants to wean you off relying too much on your own understanding. Sometimes he's trying to teach you that you don't know everything like you think you do. Sometimes he wants to humble you. Sometimes he wants to, like the potter, get rid of certain things in the clay that shouldn't be there. Those bumps and those lumps in the clay. And he's got to put some pressure to bring things into the shape that he had in his mind. This is the way that this vessel of honor should be. But it's not pleasant for the clay. But Paul says, but how can you as the clay say to him, why did you make me like this? What are you doing to me? Friends, I think if you could go in the secret closet of believers, every one of us included, there'd be plenty of things to keep you amused for quite some time. Plenty of statements that would keep you amused for many years. Lord, where are you? Lord, why? What have I done? But John wasn't like that. John, he found himself on Patmos. He says, these scorpions, these snakes, lying vanities, sets his eyes upwards. God himself in the spirit, God raised him up, showed him the visions of God. So friends, you may be greatly beloved, and generally speaking, the greater his love for you, the greater the trials you go through. And when you become a believer, believers think, I'm going to become a Christian. All my troubles are going to end. No, sorry. You misunderstood. When you join an army, It's to go to war.
Quand vous joignez l'armée, c'est pour aller
and when you enlist under the banner of Christ,
et nous devons élever la bannière de Christ,
what's the first thing that he does?
Ça, c'est la première chose.
He doesn't take you to the picnic table.
Il ne te prend pas dans une
table. Let's have a few sandwiches.
Et qu'on no. va avoir des sandwiches,
non. He takes you where?
Il t'amène où?
To the armory.
Dans l'armée.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Toute l'armure de Dieu.
You're going to need a shield of faith. You're going to need a breastplate. But many believers, once they're baptized, they look at those, hey, I'm scared of a sword. I don't want a shield. Friends, you're not going to get very far without the shield. The helmet of salvation. Your shoes shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, praying always in the Spirit. Friends, this is a battlefield.
Ça, c'est le champ de bataille.
And that's what the prophet says.
C'est ça que le prophète dit.
When you become a believer,
quand vous devenez
generally parlant, speaking,
généralement parlant,
things get much harder.
Les choses deviennent dures.
You go through far deeper trials.
Vous allez traverser des épreuves.
But the wonderful thing,
mais la chose
he said, I will be with you.
Et que je serai avec
that's when he reveals himself to you.
Se révèle lui-même.
And that's why John,
c'est pourquoi Jean,
he never shrank back
il n'a jamais reculé
when the going got tough.
Et quand les choses deviennent
there was something in his character.
Il y avait quelque chose dans son caractère.
If you study the disciples, their
si
natures,
vous étudiez le disciple, leur nature,
you'll find John,
vous allez trouver Jean,
he had the most Christ-like character.
Il avait un caractère qui était plus semblable à Christ.
Like I say, he was the apostle of love.
Et qui était l'apôtre de l'amour.
Many disciples,
beaucoup de disciples,
they have light.
Ils avaient la lumière.
But they don't have love.
Mais ils n'avaient pas l'amour.
Many disciples.
Beaucoup de disciples.
They'd be good to be generals in the army.
Ils étaient bien d'être.
They're just good at barking out commands.
Ils étaient bien de faire les commandements. Et ceci,
bump,
cela.
Don't do that. Stop.
Il ne faut pas
that.
Faire ceci. Il faut arrêter cela.
There's many disciples like that.
Il y a beaucoup de disciples comme ça.
But John wasn't that
mais
kind of
Jean
a person, friends.
Pas une genre de personne.
You think when Peter backslid,
et quand Pierre était recto-bas,
he denied Christ three times.
Il a nié Christ trois
the man was broken.
L'homme était
he was wondering, will the disciples ever accept me again? When their count came to them in the upper room,
et quand ils sont
when they were hidden away,
dans la chambre haute, quand ils étaient
the
cachés,
tomb is empty.
La tombe était vide.
Who went with Peter to the tomb? It was John.
Jean.
Friends, you need those kinds of people.
Vous avez besoin de ces gens
that they'll see this man's having a hard time. Say, brother, it's okay.
Et dit, frère, c'est bien.
Let's go and see if he's risen.
Allons voir s'il est ressuscité.
You need those kinds of people.
Vous avez besoin de ces gens.
When Jesus is on the cross,
et quand Jésus est
and
la
there's
voie,
Mary,
et y a Marie,
and the sword has pierced her heart, like Simeon said. She's his mother.
C'est sa mère.
Jesus was born of her.
Jésus était né d'elle.
What does Jesus do?
C'est que Jésus fait.
He says, woman,
et dit, femme,
behold your son.
Voici
and
ton
he looks at John.
Et il a regardé
he
à
says, John, behold your mother.
Et dit, regarde ta mère.
And it says, and from that day,
dit, ce jour-là,
Mary went and lived with him.
Marie est allée.
Jesus knew where to entrust people Jésus like that.
Comment faire
he knew, hey, let me not give her to Thomas. He doubts too much.
Ne pas donner à Thomas,
friends, you get believers like Thomas.
Nous avons
they're such critics.
Thomas. Ils sont tellement critiques.
No, prove it to me. No, prove
et
it.
Il faut me
that's not exactly what the prophet
ça,
said.
Pas exactement ce que le prophète dit.
Prove it. No. No, I'm not going to believe it unless you prove it. You get believers like that. It's okay. The Bible says prove all things. But you can't be proving it all your life. So at some stage, you've got to be convinced that it's the truth. But some people are like Thomas. Even if Jesus comes himself, I'm not going to believe it. I must touch the wounds in his hands. Then you get people like Peter. Loud sort of people. Like the rough sort of brothers. But there's something about John. He doesn't say much, John. You go and read. There's not many things John says in the Bible. But when he says something, it's worth listening to. They're in the boat. Brother Peter's given up. He says, let's go back fishing. John says, let me go with him. They're in the boat. Jesus is making the fire. Cooks the fish. Children, did you catch any fish? No, we toiled all night. Throw your net the other side. They catch so many fish, the net's about to break. Here comes the eagle eye. It's the Lord. He was the first. John said, it's the Lord. And then Peter with his nature, he first to jump in the water. To swim to the shore. That's what an eagle is.
C'est ce que l'aigle, hein?
He perceives things quickly.
Il voit les choses à venir.
He perceives things.
Il voit les choses à venir.
John was the eagle.
Jean était l'aigle.
Now,
maintenant,
he was the disciple,
il était le disciple
that Jesus loved.
Et que Jésus aimait.
He was a disciple.
Il était le disciple.
There were things that Jesus loved him in as a disciple.
Il y avait des choses que Jésus aimait en lui comme disciple.
What sort of disciples do teachers love?
Et quel genre de disciples qu'il aime?
Disciples like John.
Le disciple comme Jean.
Friends, John was a teachable sort of a guy.
Jean, c'était un homme comparable.
Like I said, contrary to Thomas.
Il était contraire à Thomas.
Thomas was too,
Thomas était
too cautious.
Thomas était trop conscient.
Too many questions.
Il avait beaucoup de questions.
Too many objections.
Il avait beaucoup des objections.
Thomas is those argumentative type of people.
C'est un homme
you know them.
De débat avec lui, vous
friends, you be with them.
On était avec
no matter what you try to say,
tout ce que vous essayez de dire,
there's always a contrary point.
Il y a toujours un point contraire.
But John was the sort of person
Jean était une genre
that when he heard a voice crying
Jean,
in the wilderness,
la voix qui était en train de
when he heard the voice of Elijah,
quand il a attendu la voix de
according
Dieu,
to Malachi 3 verse 1,
Malachi, 3,
John the Baptist,
Jean-Baptiste.
John went and he looked.
Jean est allé.
Let me see.
Laisse-moi
and
voir.
The moment he perceived God was in it,
la vie que Jésus était
he threw his whole soul into it as well.
Il a jeté toute son âme à celle-là.
And he became the disciple of John.
Et il était devenu le disciple de Jean.
And he was the best disciple of John.
Il était le meilleur disciple de Jean.
Why do you say that? Because he was the first to leave John.
C'est parce qu'il était le premier à quitter Jean.
When he was with John,
quand il était avec Jean,
he got so much into the teaching of
il
John
est entré beaucoup dans les enseignements
that when John was standing there that day,
que Jean était en train de se tenir
Jesus walked by.
Et que Jésus était
and John says, behold the Lamb.
Et dit, voici l'agneau de Dieu.
John never walked with
Jean
with John the Baptist again.
Jean-Baptiste.
Let me show you that in the Bible.
Je vais vous montrer
it's very interesting the way the Bible speaks in John chapter
la Bible parle.
Chapter 1.
Jean chapitre 1er.
John chapter 1 verse 35.
Jean chapitre 1er verset 35.
John 1:35.
Jean chapitre 1er verset 35.
It says again the next day after John stood and two of his disciples. You'll see this was John and it was Andrew if you go and read the book. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold the Lamb of God. Friends, that is wonderful. It shows that John, when he was with John the Baptist, he united himself with the message of Elijah. He knew what to expect. He knew why the message had come. Because John was teaching all the time. There's one standing among you now. I'll know him when he comes. I'm not worthy to unloose his shoes. And John was perceiving. John wasn't just a shallow kind of a believer. That he went along to Elijah's meetings, but didn't know what he believed. John dug into it. John went below the surface. The eagle eye says, I want to know these things. And he so united himself, he knew what to expect.
And
John says, behold the Lamb. Verse 37, and the two disciples heard him speak. And they followed Jesus. And they followed Jesus, friend. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and said unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day. For it was about the 10th hour. That's a disciple, friend. John wasn't disappointed. John the Baptist. That John had left him. No, there was a very purpose that he would come for. And John perceived that. But you'll find in the book of Matthew and other books, later on there were still disciples of John. I never understood that. Here's Jesus now. But there's still disciples of John. They didn't really understand why John had come. John said, I must decrease and he must increase. And Paul comes on the scene and he finds certain disciples of John. They've been baptized unto John. Friends, John never left the message of John the Baptist. But he knew that John himself had to decrease. It's like us, the prophet had to go off the scene, friends. He had to decrease because he had introduced the word to the bride.
parole au monde.
And John understood why
John
Elijah had come.
Pourquoi Élie est venu.
John understood why Malachi 3:1 had to be fulfilled in his day.
Malachie, chapitre 3, devrait être accompli dans ce jour.
That John had come to introduce them to the word himself. And that's the day we're living in. We're living in the day, the revelation of the Son of Man. Friends, the revelation of the Son of Man came through a Son of Man. Elijah delivered his message, finished his course. And John in this day understands why that message came. He becomes a disciple of the Word, who Elijah came to introduce him to. And you'll find this progression in John. He comes under John the Baptist. John introduces him to Jesus. He walks with the Son of Man in the flesh. And he's so faithful to the teachings of Jesus. He's with him wherever he goes. And then Jesus goes off the scene. And John's in the upper room. And the Holy Ghost comes. And then he's in that now. And he's a disciple now of that. And he's walking with Christ right until the climax. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which was the capstone of it all, which was his adoption, seeing Christ in his coming. And that's a genuine disciple, friends. You find people come to church many times. They're disciples of somebody in the church. That's okay up to a certain point. But there's got to be a transference to Christ. Somebody has got to move from the man who's introducing you to Christ, to Christ himself. And that's what John was. That's why I say he was such a good disciple of John the Baptist. Because when the transition came, he moved. He progressed from the first pool to the second pool onto the third pool. And I'm sure that you and I, being the antitype of John, that's what we desire to do. That's what we desire to be. But like I say, he stayed perfectly with the message of John the Baptist. Perfectly. Because he knew that message didn't come from a man, John the Baptist. That came from the pillar of fire that commissioned that man. This was Elijah that was to come. And John was a bright and shining light. The Bible says John the Baptist, Jesus said he was a bright and shining light. And they walked with him, and then they walked in his message. No, the prophet says something. And what is attraction on the mount? He says, here's John the Baptist. And here's Jesus coming to be baptized. He says, what's happening there? He says, it's moving from the prophet to his prophecy. You see the transition that came. And sometimes that's a difficult transition. Because people want to go too far now. So we don't need Elijah. You see, you've gone too far. You haven't understood why Elijah came. Everything that God is going to say to this generation has already been said. Everything's been said. We're not looking for anything new. Everything the bride needs has been stored up.
Amen.
But who are we the disciples of? Of Christ. That's who we're the disciples of. The prophet came and introduced. He was John in the Bible was the friend of the bridegroom. Remember? Then it comes to the wedding, the friend of the bridegroom. He mediates between them. Then the consummation comes and the friend of the bridegroom steps aside. Because the purpose of his ministry has been fulfilled. And that's the age that we're living in, friends. But don't forget Christ, our husband, is the revealed word. He's the message of the hour. That's how we unite together with him. We're feeding on the body word of the Son of Man, the prophet says. We unite with him. The revelation la révélation of the Son of Man.
Le Fils de l'homme.
That's what he is. You can't beat your type. Let's come to a closer, speaking of some of John's faults. Because you can't beat your type.
Parce que tu peux pas,
John had certain faults. Yet.
Jean avait aussi,
he wasn't a perfect man.
Il avait aussi des fautes,
he's like you and I.
Parfait, c'est comme vous et
in
moi.
Luke chapter 9,
dans Luc chapitre 9,
verse 49,
verset 49,
John is just like message believers now.
Jean
exactly like me and you.
C'est comme vous et moi.
Let's read Luke chapter 9.
Luke chapitre 9.
I'm sure you can see yourself reflected
vous
there.
Allez vous voir, vous reflétez
we'll go là-bas. Just before 49.
Avant le 49e verset.
Let's read from 48.
Lisons du 48e verset.
No, it's okay, we'll read 49.
Lisons le 49e verset.
And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, and we forbade him, because he follows not with us. Friends, if that's not the message of the hour,
ça, ce n'est pas le message de l'heure.
No, they can't be the bride. They don't believe like us.
Ils ne croient pas comme nous.
No, 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 no.
No, no.
They don't understand the seventh seal the way we understand the seventh seal.
La façon dont nous comprenons les
no, Lord, forbid them from preaching.
Le Seigneur a
let's make our group there as well.
Et que nous faisons aussi notre groupe là-bas.
It's never changed.
Et cela ne change pas.
And friends, let me tell you one thing.
Je vais vous dire une seule chose.
There's a foolish virgin.
Il y a une vierge folle.
And they're covering our where we're supposed to be doing the work sometimes. You go on the streets of Belfast. Fast on a Thursday night. Friends, there's people there preaching on the streets. There's people speaking to the prostitutes. People telling the gospel to the drunks in the gutter. You know, and we sometimes look and say, they're not message believers, let's stop them. Be careful. Be careful.
Il faut faire attention.
If we were doing the work, maybe they wouldn't have to do it.
Si nous allons faire cela, peut-être ils devraient pas.
But somebody has to tell those people about Christ.
Doit dire les gens à propos de Christ.
And that's why Jesus answered and said,
Jésus l'a répondu,
verse 50, and Jesus said unto him,
verset 50,
forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. Maybe give him some time. Maybe he doesn't understand yet. Maybe he'll be one of us one of these days. But it's so easy to be like John. The prophet says this was young John. This was in his immaturity. We were all like that at one time. We were so judgmental of others who didn't fit exactly the mold we wanted them to fit. But as time goes by, you realize that God is more sovereign than you knew. God is sovereign. There's places where the gospel has gone, where the message has not yet gone. But someone had to go and tell those people about Christ. Someone had to tell them about Christ, friends. The prophet says in the seals, he says, that foolish virgin, being a sincere people, and being a help in the work of God, with as much truth as they knew, they'll come up at the white throne, be given white robes. They live outside of the city. There is a people, friends. That's why don't be too quick to dismiss other people. Just leave it to God. You just focus on your part of the vineyard. What is our purpose in this great harvest? Let's be faithful to what we are called, and let's leave the other things to the Lord. Because don't judge another man's servant. You judge that person now. You'd be embarrassed to find them sitting in church one of these days. And those groups, friends, who say, they're not the bride. You have to follow us to be the bride. Forgive me for saying it like this. But that is nonsense. Don't ever believe nonsense like that. God knows the end from the beginning.
Yes.
He judged something before the time.
Il ne faut pas juger quelque chose avant les temps.
They don't believe the message like
ils
us.
Ne croient pas le message comme nous.
Friends, amen. That's why you find a confusion.
C'est pourquoi vous trouvez la confusion.
40-something message churches in Durban. Is that not a confusion, friends? Don't tell me that was God who did that. God is not confused like that. That's John in his immaturity.
Jean dans son immaturité.
Lord, they're casting out devils, but they're not following following us. We told them to stop what they're doing, friends. Imagine the poor man that was demon possessed. Here comes someone saying, in the name of Jesus, come out of him. And John is saying, no, you can't do that. And the man's got his demons still. Hey, before you get into theological debate with him, let him finish casting the demon out of the man first, please. Let him bring deliverance to the man first. And then start your theology and arguing with one another. Friends, I saw it once back home when we came from church. And we went past OK Bazaars in our town there. No, it was Desai Supermarket. And there were two message believers from two groups arguing with one another on the street corner. And there were all of the sinners and the tax collectors passing by. And I said, brothers, would it not be better use of resources to speak to these people? Would it not be better for you to speak to these people rather than arguing your secondary points of doctrine? Friends, I don't agree with that. I don't think it's wise for us to do that. But we can't beat our type. That's what John did. Until he came to maturity. And look in verse 51, it continues on. If you just follow in the other languages, we read to 56. And it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up. He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. So Jesus sends his disciples, his brothers, please. The prophet says they went to get some food for him. Maybe a place to stay. And those Samaritans says, we don't want that man in our village. We've heard things about this message. Verse 54. And when his disciples, James and John, it's the sons of thunder. Well, look at them. They saw this. They said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them even as Elijah did? It's amazing what brothers will find in the scriptures to justify their behavior. That's why they say, don't just say what the Bible says. Or don't just say what the message says. But say it in the spirit that was given. That's the key. Because the word can be a very sharp instrument. If it's not delivered in the right spirit, friends. And they looked back and they said, let's call fire from heaven. But that was young John. And what did Jesus say? But he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Friends, they needed the discipleship of the Son of Man. They needed to learn from him how to handle those kind of situations. But you know, these weaknesses that John had, they also saw something wonderful about him. Because he was so zealous for Jesus. When he found this man, he's casting out devils, but he doesn't want to follow Jesus. What was he trying to do? He's trying to bring honor to the Lord. And said, no, you can't do this. Come and follow the Lord. And when he wants to call fire, why is he calling fire? Because they're dishonoring Christ. They don't want to receive his master. Therefore, he wants to call fire from heaven down upon them. No. Friends, it was good. His intention. It was good, his motive. It shows what is in the heart of the man. How much he loved Christ. How much he was zealous for Christ. How zealous he was for the cause of Christ. But sometimes there's got to be a zeal with knowledge, like the Bible says. Now you find John, just like all the other disciples, he had his season.
Il avait ses saisons,
when he forsook Christ.
Et quand il a abandonné le Seigneur,
because they all forsook him.
Parce que tous l'ont abandonné.
But the good thing about John,
mais la bonne chose avec
is like the bride,
et comme le pouce,
when she gets out of line,
et quand elle est hors de la
it
ligne,
doesn't take long. And you find you back in line once again.
And
John may forsake him for a season.
Jean peut l'abandonner pour une saison,
a couple of hours.
Et quelques heures,
and then he's with Jesus again.
Et il est avec Jésus
and he's following him right the way through
il
to
est
the
en
end.
Train de suivre Jésus
and the bride might get out of line a little bit. But there comes a voice and says, stay in line. And the voice pushes them back in line quickly once again. That's why I don't understand believers who can be 10 years out of line. How? And you say John is your type.
Et vous dites que
no.
Jean est votre type. Non.
We all get out of line.
Et nous sommes tous au sommet hors de la
we all get out of cater spiritually for a season. But then the voice comes once again and puts us back in line.
Encore une fois, cela nous ramène à l'esprit.
I've never understood believers.
Je n'ai jamais compris
they go years.
Ils vont aller des années,
and years. Out of tune with Christ.
Et sans l'harmonie avec Christ.
That's a worrying condition
ça,
to be in, friends.
Inquiétante.
Because I don't see that in our type, John.
Je ne vois pas cela dans notre
I type see his Jean. Bad times.
But
I see he quickly got back with the word.
Et quand il était rectogradé,
he repented and he got back with the word.
Il est rentré rapidement à la parole, il s'est repenti.
Now, what's the next weakness
et
the man had?
La faiblesse suivante
in Revelation 22.
Apocalypse 22.
When the whole revelation had been unveiled to him
a été dévoilée,
by the angel.
Par l'ange,
by the prophet.
Et par le prophète,
what does he want to do?
Et qu'est-ce qu'il voulait faire?
He wants to fall down.
Et il voulait tomber.
Revelation 22, verse 8.
Apocalypse, chapitre 22, verset 8.
And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen,
j'ai vu ces choses,
I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. You can't beat your type, friends.
Tu peux pas échapper tes types, amis.
There's going to be places the bride's going to fall down to worship the
ça
prophet.
Doit avoir des places où les
it has to be like that.
Doit être comme
but
ça.
The genuine John
mais la véritable
is going to be corrected by the word.
Sera corrigé par la
because the moment John wanted to worship the angel who had revealed these things to him,
qui lui a révélé ces choses,
verse 9 immediately,
verset 9, immédiatement,
then saith he unto me, see thou do it not. For I am your fellow servant and of your brethren the prophets and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And you never find it recorded John made that mistake again. Once the prophet corrected and in our age the people wanted to worship the prophet. And he came with a message bruised serpent. And he corrected it. And John got back in line. The genuine John got back in line. What is the final weakness that he had? The final thing we see. It wasn't so much a weakness. James comes with John and say, Master, can we ask you one thing? When you come in your glory, can we sit with you on your right hand and on your left? They wanted the positions of preeminence with Jesus. And Jesus asked them, are you able to drink the cup I'm going to drink? And to be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with? They said, we are able. He says, you shall be. But to sit at my right hand and my left, it's not given to me. But that's ordained of the Father. And the other disciples were angry and came and rebuked them. Said, you're trying to make yourself something. But friends, is that not a wonderful desire? That the whole hope of this man, his life, he's coming to Christ. He could have asked anything. He could have asked for riches. He could have asked for honor. Could have asked for long life. Could have asked for the life of his enemies. Like the Lord said to Solomon. But there's one desire he has. I want to be seated on your right hand when you come in glory. You see the bride, friends. The ambition. Their future, their aim, their everything is bound up in Christ. And friends, this shows the faith of the man. Because think of the condition that Jesus was in at this time. He was rejected. He was in his humiliation. There was nothing outwardly to be gained.
Qui pouvait être
to be associated with Jesus.
Et de s'associer avec Jésus.
But John, such a good disciple, sees right to the end.
Il est allé jusqu'à la
fin. He knows you're going to come in glory.
Et que vous allez venir à la gloire.
And I want to sit with you in glory.
Et je vais m'asseoir avec vous dans la
and
gloire.
Then finally,
et finalement,
Jesus says it to them.
Jésus a dit,
He says, "You are they
vous êtes
that have continued with me
et ceux qui ont continué avec
in
moi
my temptation.
Dans mes tentations.
And I appoint unto you a kingdom
et je vous pointe un royaume
as my Father has appointed me
comme mon Père me l'a donné.
That you may eat and drink
et
at my table
boire et manger dans ma
sit
table.
On thrones. Judging
sur
the 12 tribes of Israel.
Après de juger les 12 tribus d'Israël.
There was such a reward.
C'était une telle
because they continued steadfastly with Jesus.
Avec Jésus jusqu'à la
through
fin.
All the time of his tribulation.
Through
his
test.
Through his trials.
Dans les tests,
through his humiliation.
Leur humiliation.
They were faithful.
Ils étaient fidèles.
They were faithful to the Son of Man.
Ils étaient fidèles au Fils de l'homme.
In his suffering.
Dans cette souffrance.
Therefore he promised.
Et alors il a promis,
you will be partakers with me in my glory.
Vous allez faire part de moi.
And friends, that's the genuine John.
Ça, c'est le véritable
that's the end of John.
Ça, c'est la fin de John.
That's where we find John.
Et c'est là où nous trouvons John.
Jesus says, I will not drink of this cup
je
anymore.
Dis que je ne boirai plus de cette coupe,
until I drink with you.
Jusqu'à tel point que je vais boire avec vous,
in my Father's kingdom.
Dans la maison de mon Père.
And friends, that's the glory.
Et ça, c'est la gloire.
That will be inherited.
Et qui sera hérité.
By those that are willing.
To
enter the kingdom through much tribulation. So there's so much in John that speaks of him as the bride. And friends, I'm sure you like me. There's a holy something that rises inside of your heart that you want to be like that. You want to be faithful like that. Though you fall, you want to get up again. You want to continue with him, the Son of Man. Revealed in this age,
qui est révélé dans ces
right to the end.
Jusqu'à la
that's
fin.
Why it's the revelation of Jesus Christ
c'est la révélation de Jésus
that God gave him.
Que Dieu lui a
and he sent and he signified it by his angel,
et il a envoyé, il a montré cela à
by his messenger.
Ange. À travers son messager,
and the messenger delivered it to the apostle John,
a donné cela
to his servant John.
Au serviteur Jean.
And John ate that book,
et Jean a mangé ce livre,
ate that message,
il a mangé ce message,
finished his course,
il a terminé sa course,
and he received his reward.
Il a reçu sa récompense.
Let's stand.
Lévons-nous.
What was the secret, friends?
Et qu'est-ce qui était le secret, ami?
John was in the Spirit
Jean était en esprit,
on the Lord's day.
Au jour du Seigneur.
John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He heard a voice from heaven, and this is what it said. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forever. I live beyond, I live beyond, I live forevermore. Hallelujah. Beyond, I live beyond, I live beyond, I live forevermore. Was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He heard a voice from heaven, and this is what it said. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forever. I live beyond, I live beyond, I live forevermore. Hallelujah. Beyond, I live beyond, I live beyond, I live
saints before we come to the dedication of the baby.
I'm a pilgrim and a stranger wandering through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city when the saints go marching. Whoa, when the se domaćini. When the saints domaćini. Oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints domaćini. Oh, I know I'll see my Savior if my life is free from sin. Heaven's doors will open for me when the saints go marching. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. When we gather round the throne. When the gates are closed within. I'll be shouting, glory, glory. When the saints go marching in.
Let's stay in line.
When the saints go marching in.
Go marching in.
When the saints go marching in.
Oh Lord, I want to be in that number.
When the saints go marching in. I am waiting for my chariot to swing low and I'll step in. On the clouds I'll rise to heaven when the saints go marching. When the saints go marching in.
Go marching in.
When the saints go marching in.
Oh, in that number,
when the saints go marching in.
When the saints
go marching in.
Go marching in.
When the saints go marching in.
Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number.
When the saints go marching in.
And remember, friends,
vous rappelez, amis,
make sure
il faut se
that you're building your hope
et que vous êtes en train de bâtir votre
on a solid ground.
Sur le
if you see a reflection
si vous voyez la
of your type in you,
votre type à vous,
if you see that you're doing
si vous voyez que vous êtes en
what John did in his day,
Jean
or Ruth did in her day,
or
Rahab, and you can identify yourself there, you have every right to expect the end. You're building your house the right way. But if you can't identify yourself in David's Gentile warriors that forsook all to follow him, if you can't identify yourself in those characteristics, be careful that you don't build your hope on sinking sand. Let's open Matthew chapter 19 just for the dedication. Matthew chapter 19, we read 13 to 15. Verse 13, Matthew
19.
Speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, then were brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. You know, people take the baptism of babies. You know what people take it from? People say they used to circumcise in the Old Testament because they used to circumcise babies. So people took that now and made the baptism of babies something like circumcision. That's not scriptural. Baptism is for believers. It's believers' baptism. You have to believe first. Circumcision is the old covenant. We don't circumcise. is. You can if you want medically, but it's nothing to do with Christianity. But what the scripture taught was the dedication, the blessing of children. And that's what they came to Jesus for. And now we are the body of Christ. We are His hands. We are His feet. And like the prophet used to always say, used to say, Lord, these hands are poor substitute for your hands. But now we take the children in our hands and we pray over them like Jesus did. And we bless them. And we dedicate their little lives into the hands of Him that delivered that little life into the hands of the parents. So that's why we have the dedication of babies. Because we find it in the Word. And if Jesus did something as an example, that becomes a commandment to us. That becomes something that we do as well. Let's sing that song, Bring Them In, Bring Them In. We ask Brother Vlad and Sister Lydia to come forward. Just the chorus, page, which is fine. Right?
Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Little ones to Jesus, bring them in, bring them in, bring them, yeah, bring them little ones to
sing one more song, Saints. Let's sing that song, God Be With You Till We Meet Again. We just say to our brother, Sister Lydia's mother, God bless you as she goes. Let's just sing, God be with her until we meet again. And let's remember the meetings next weekend, next Sunday, Brother Howard Searle. The following weekend, Brother George Martin. And then Brother Barry at the end of June. Please, let's be in prayer for these meetings. Let them be something special. If you need a revival, may the Lord minister you to a revival. Whatever we need, restoration, may the Lord visit us with the spirit of restoration. If we need deliverance, friends, we His people, we His children, He knows exactly what we need. Let's sing that song.
God be with you till we meet again. By His counsels guide uphold you, with His ship securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again, till we meet. Whoa!
till we meet, till we meet, oh, we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet, till we meet,
till we meet,
oh, till we meet. God be with you till we meet again. Oh, God be with you till we meet again. When life's perils think confound you, put his arms unfailing round you. Oh, God be with you till we meet again. Oh, till we meet, till we meet. Oh, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus. Till we meet,
till we meet,
oh, till we meet. God be with you till we meet again.
Saints, let's bow our heads.
Good morning, Ted.
The Bible says,
la Bible dit,
as many as believed,
Amen.
As many as were ordained unto life,
prédestinés à la vie,
they believed.
Amen.
If there's anybody here today,
s'il y a quelqu'un ici aujourd'hui,
who believes,
qui croit,
you've never accepted Christ.
Vous n'avez jamais accepté Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jésus Christ.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Aujourd'hui et pour toujours.
And today,
et aujourd'hui,
inside of your soul,
dans votre intérieur,
there's something that you'll be declaring unto you.
Il y a quelque chose qui vous déclare.
That he loves you.
Et qu'il vous aime,
and that he wants to deliver you.
Et qu'il veut faire,
he wants to forgive you.
Il veut te pardonner,
that he wants to walk with you.
Il veut marcher avec vous.
Friends, this is a personal thing.
Et c'est une chose personnelle
between you and Christ.
Et juste entre vous et Christ.
Between your soul and him.
Entre votre âme et lui.
If you believe.
Et si vous croyez,
and if you desire.
Si vous désirez,
to give it all to him today.
Vous donner tout à lui,
why don't you raise your hand to him?
Pas lever votre main.
Not to anybody else.
Ce n'est pas à quelqu'un
but raise your hand to him. And say, Jesus, by raising my hand, it's an outward sign of something that's moving in my soul. It's never moved like this before. Therefore, it must come from you. Because you said, no man can come unto me unless my Father draws him first. Friends, if he's drawing you, why don't you raise your hand? Whatever your need, whatever your desire, if there's somebody here that has another need, maybe it's physical, maybe it's spiritual, whatever it is, why don't you just raise your hand to him and let's just unite together and agree as we desire to close in a word of prayer. If anybody needs to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to fulfill all righteousness, the just requirements of the scripture, that he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. Whatever you need, why don't you raise your hand to the Lord? Let's just sing with eyes closed that song Brother George is humming, and then we close in a word of prayer.
He's awaits you in Zion, O Lord. Praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord. To you our vows will all be fulfilled. Praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord. O Lord, you hear our prayers. O Lord, you hear our prayers. rise of wings, you in Zion, O Lord. So we lift the name of Jesus.
So we lift the name of Jesus all the way. Messiah, Prince of Peace, the Lord, the way.
He's the way.
And our love will grow stronger every day we live, for He's our coming King.
Father, we raise our hands to You, because, Father, our expectation is in You.
Yes.
Father, how we do realize that outside of Thee we are nothing, Lord. Outside of Thee we can do nothing. Mm-hmm. Outside of Thee we can establish nothing.
Yes, Lord.
But, Father, we just desire upon this day, let Your will be established in our lives. For the various reasons that we have raised our hands upon this day.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, some want to know You. And, Father, we know that it's the deep that ministers to the deep. That, Father, they cannot have raised their hands and defied gravity. Unless something, Lord, was moving spiritually inside of them. So we ask and pray, Lord, that You that has started that work, may You continue that work, we pray. And as we go from this place, let not the birds of the air come and take away the seed, we ask and pray. But, Father, may You grant them grace that the word will go all the way to perfection inside of their lives, Lord. And, Father, them, Lord, that have a physical need upon this day,
please, Lord.
Father, how would You look unto Thee? Jesus, we think back to that time where there was blind Bartimaeus and he cried out to You, Lord, and there was no way that in that crowd You could ever have heard His voice. But the Bible says that Jesus stood still. And, Jesus, we know that, Father, if You cry the cry of faith from our souls, Lord,
hallelujah,
it stops You and it gets Your attention. And Jesus, that You called for him to be called, to be brought unto You. And You said unto him, what wilt Thou that I do unto you? And he said, that I might receive my sight. And You said, go Thy way. Thy faith has made you whole.
Yes.
And Jesus, how inside of our souls we just desire to lift up our cry unto You upon this day. That we'd say unto You, pass me not,
amen,
O gentle Savior.
Yes.
But hear my humble cry. While on others Thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Hallelujah.
I just pray that You would minister to this every need, Father, whether it's financial, Father, whether it's whatever, Lord, in the spiritual realm, I pray. I just ask of Thee, Lord, that You would minister to every need. And Lord, as You would send Your servants our way, by Your grace and by, Father, Your foreordination in these weeks to come, how, Father, we desire to hear from You. How we desire, Lord, that You would minister an entrance to us, to where You would have us to be. Father, may You help us to prepare. May You help us to expect.
Hallelujah.
May You help us to be humble in Your presence. Father, to gather in Your house in the quiet time. And Heavenly Father, and our family altars to call upon the name. And Father, to prepare ourselves, Lord, for that which You'd have in store for us. And we pray for our brother that would come next week just unexpectedly, Lord.
Yes.
I just pray, Father, what's unexpected to us. Father, it's something that was expected by You. So, Father, we pray Your hand upon our brother to administer grace unto Your people. And even as Brother George Martin would come, Father, speak unto us.
Amen.
Father, grant us grace. And as we'd come, Lord, to the end of the month, You know, with our families, Lord, You know where we are. You know the desires that we have. You know the needs that we have. You know,
amen,
the instruction that we need. You know the spiritual principles, Lord, the spiritual vitamins and,
amen,
truth that we need to receive from You, that Your truth might set us free in the areas that we need to be set free. Please, Lord, may You bless us in that gathering, Lord. May Your blessings be on our arrangements, we pray. Bless our Sunday school. Bless each officer. Bless each brother. Bless each sister.
Amen.
Give us traveling mercies as we go from this place, we pray. Bless the visitors that have been in our gates with a special blessing.
Amen.
Bring them back for Your glory, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna.